Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Mike, you're a writer. Which do you prefer, parentheses or the M dash?
Well, it depends on the context, Patrick.
But you wouldn't recommend using two consecutive parentheses, would you?
Oh, no, never. Never, ever.
Okay, Patrick, Rocktober.
Yes, Jim.
Is over now.
It is. It's in the books. Kind of sad. It went by really fast.
Too fast.
Yeah. As we get older, time goes by a lot faster.
So, here on Rockin' the Suburbs, my name is Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
Once a month, we like to look back at the previous month and play some music that we discovered in that month, right?
Yeah.
New music that we discovered.
Give you all some of the new music.
And Rocktober was a good month for music. There was a lot of stuff, right?
It really was. A lot of albums came out. I feel like September and October, really, there was a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
Including, there's a new Neil Young and Crazy Horse.
Yes. I read that in the Rockin' the Suburbs newsletter yesterday.
People,
yeah, there's a great new release section. We always put it at the bottom, so you have to scroll all the way down to get the good stuff.
That's right. People should sign up for that newsletter. Just go to suburbspod.com, and you'll see a sign-up link there. And once a week, we tell you about new music coming out. We tell you about shows that we've done or are coming up. We tell you about what else.
Artists that have been on the show that are on tour, which I think is very helpful.
That's right. And just other like little shout outs and other weird things, right?
Random stuff. We had a poll on their favorite Kink song, which got a lot of responses, by the way.
So check out the newsletter.
Okay.
That's totally free. And we're going to start today's new music episode, October New Music, with a couple of your picks, right, Patrick?
Yeah,
and then
that's
tomorrow
right.
We'll have a couple of mine.
That sounds good.
All right.
Here's one, Jim, I want to start off with for October. And, you know, I do this occasionally from time to time. When somebody who's a real favorite of mine puts out a new record, I always like to highlight it. But in this case, not only is this artist a favorite of mine and has a new record, but also one of the best records she's made. It's really outstanding. Talking about Angel Olsen. October 4th, she put out a record called All Mirrors on the amazing Jag Jaguar label. It is her proper fourth studio album, if you want to be, you know, sort of formal about it. She's put out some EPs and other stuff, too. But the last, you know, real full one of new material was My Woman back in 2016. So it's been 3 years since she put out a record. And this one is just great, Jim. It incorporates all kinds of different elements. I mean, I think she's really kind of moving in toward some Kate Bush territory at times, which is great, yet still maintaining that pop sensibility that she has and that uniqueness, the way her voice kind of spirals. So I would suggest all of All Mirrors is really, really good. The song I want to play is called New Love Cassette, just because I love the title. And if we can get to the part where the strings sort of come in after about a minute or so, I really love the way she uses those strings as like a melodic hook.
Okay.
Gonna love you.
That's some heavy stuff.
Isn't it? Yeah, yeah. It's fantastic. This one, I think, upon first couple of listens, it seems a lot darker and slower than her previous records. But if you stick with it, there are really a lot of cool little touches like that that we just heard with the strings and, you know, that kind of dramatic accent, and does a lot of really neat stuff with melody and tone and especially the flow of the record. It's almost one of those records that's going to be great for that time of the year, Jim, when the clocks go back and all of a sudden it starts getting dark at, you know, 4:45 instead of 6 o'clock. And it's one of those mood setting records. I'm really looking forward to continuing to listen to it. And she's on a big tour right now, folks. So she's going to be playing all across the country all the way up until Christmas time, pretty much. So if you can go to see her and you haven't, go see her. She's really, really entertaining and an excellent performer. So she's playing two nights at the Lincoln Theater, coming up. May have already happened by the time you hear this. So
is she the kind of performer who just sort of, I don't want to say this, kind of just sort of hold the crowd in her hand? You know what I mean?
Definitely. And I think with her catalog, she can really do that because of the way she can shift the mood based on the song she picks. So she's really, really good at that. She plays some covers too. And occasionally she'll do something solo, but she also mixes in a big band. The last time I saw her at the 930 Club, it was fantastic. Hmm. So definitely go see her if you get a chance. And she's touring with, I know at least in the D.C. area, she's going to be playing with this artist Vagabond, who is very interesting as well.
Yeah, so, totally.
Great double bill.
That's a good pairing.
Yeah, very, very good. So, Angel Olsen, All Mirrors, go get it, folks. I think she's one of the best performers going right now.
Awesome. Okay. Great pick.
Thank you. And I will say really quick, two artists I wanted to mention I wasn't able to fit in this time, but similar tone. Joan Shelley has a new record. I know we've talked about her before. And also a band called the Vivian Girls. Do you remember them? They were together like in the mid zeros around 2006, 2008. And they were kind of a precursor to some bands like, I don't know, Big Thief has been getting a lot of press lately. And, you know, just some interesting bands like sort of in that ilk. But they got back together and just released a new album in 2019. That is, let me see if I can find the title of it. The album is called Memory. And so it's the first new music they've had since 2008. No, I'm sorry, 2011. So 8 years they were kind of not working, but now they're back together. So that's a cool band to check out.
All right, very good.
Now, I will tell you that I, as I've said before, I always like to go to Bandcamp, and they do a wonderful job with their content on Bandcamp Daily, and they always put out near the end of the month something very helpful for us. The best punk on Bandcamp, the best jazz, the best folk, the best indie rock, et cetera, et cetera. So they do these posts, usually 5 or 6 songs, and they embed the tunes right in there. And I love to go through and find new stuff, and came across this band from Melbourne, Australia. It's spelled U-B-I-K, I guess Ubik or Ubik, one of those two.
Okay.
But the song that really, it's short, sharp. They call it brat punk, but it's just sort of raucous and speedy, and it's really kind of a throwback to, I don't know, I've been down a little bit of a hardcore rabbit hole lately, but check out this tune called John Wayne is a Cowboy and is on Twitter.
All right.
So there it is.
There's so much there.
Yeah. Isn't it great that they go that fast, but they don't forget to throw the hook in there, so, which is really cool.
This is the key. And I think the listeners are going to hear something coming up soon on our show, something we've already recorded, where we talk a lot about hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think about the first wave of punk being sort of more chord based, right?
Yes.
I mean, think of the Ramones, right? It's exactly. Pretty much, you know, three chords.
Yep.
And just buzzsaw kind of guitars, right? But the thing that was really interesting about that hardcore wave is that it was had melodic guitar lines, right? And
absolutely.
Often drawing off of surf guitar, which you hear there as well, right?
Exactly. That definitely that West Coast, you know, thing that we were talking about with the Adolescents and the Descendants and like all those bands and certainly TSOL. But
and Dead Kennedys too,
Dead Kennedys, absolutely great example. Yeah, they totally did that. So I'd love that sound and love that they can play that fast. Gonna have to take their word for it that John Wayne is a cowboy and is on Twitter. Now, I want to ask you, as an editor, Jim, grammatically,
I thought we were
there's
going
something
here.
Very strange about this song title. So look it up, folks. But it's John Wayne, and then there's a parentheses, is a cowboy, and then another parentheses, and is on Twitter. So it closes with two parentheses, but is that correct?
It's not.
There should be a bracket or something.
That's right. That's normally what you would do if you were doing sort of a...
if you had to have two parentheses.
If you were doing a parentheses within a parentheses, you would use, like a bracket or something like that.
Yeah.
But, and honestly, I would advise no one to ever do that in real writing.
Right.
But I think it's funny here because the whole idea, I always find it odd when bands have a song title with parentheses where it just sort of continues the sentence. Like, to me, the parentheses should be used when it's sort of like a separate thing
you're tacking on a second thought or something.
I can't
like
think of a good example right now, but I think people know what I'm talking about, right? And then so it's always odd when it just sort of completes the thought, but here it's like, so I think it's got to be a joke on that.
I would
right?
hope so,
that they're using two parentheses like every well, to continue it twice.
We
want
to write a song about John Wayne. However, there are two things we need to add. Exactly. So anyway, check it out. It's a mini LP called Next Phase. You can get it on Bandcamp. It's also on the streamings. And the whole thing is done in about 16, 17 minutes. And there's seven tracks. So there's also apparently some political stuff on here. I'm not up on Australian politics, but they have a song called Peter Dutton is a Terrorist. And I looked him up and he's apparently a member of Parliament. So they're going after him big time.
All right. Well, those are great picks.
Thank you very much.
I'm very excited about this. I need to check out particularly this band, Ubik.
Ubik, Australian punk band, which, you know, that's a country with a great history of punk rock and roll.
Oh,
so
totally.
You can definitely hear the Saints and some of that old stuff in
totally.
There, too.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We would love to hear what the listeners have been listening to lately. So send us your picks for new music. You can call 612-440-1984. Or you can email us rock@suburbspod.com, or you can hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram.
Yeah.
Suburbs Pod would be the handle for those. And then, of course, as we mentioned, sign up for the newsletter, which has new releases every week.
Yeah.
Go to suburbspod.com, and you'll see the button there, the link where you can sign up. Totally free.
Punch in your email. That's all you need.
You get it every Friday.
Yep. We're not going to do any external marketing on you, as far as you know.
So we like to close out these episodes with a cover, a new cover of an old song. And this one's perfect segue, Patrick, to
fantastic.
What we were just discovering. What we were
just
discussing.
Okay.
Yes. So I know you've been on a bit of a Dead Kennedys kick lately.
I certainly have.
And
yeah.
as luck would have it, the Foo Fighters just released a cover of Holiday in Cambodia.
Did they really? That's
they
awesome. I had no idea.
The cover is actually from a live show from 2007, but they're in the process, because the Foo Fighters are celebrating their 25th anniversary next year, they're sort of releasing a series of, I think it's digital only, EPs with like stuff from the vault.
Oh, okay.
Right? And each one has like four or five songs from a particular year.
Yep.
And this one was just came out and it was 2007 and it includes the Foo Fighters playing Holiday in Cambodia at the MTV Video Music Awards
nice.
With Serge Tankian
from System of a Down. Yeah.
On vocals.
Oh, fantastic. Okay? He's the perfect guy to sing this.
Right. So here we go. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys with my picks tomorrow. good example of parentheses songs. But it's funny. All I'm finding are the ones.
Might be a show.
All I'm finding are the ones that I would say don't need them, and that's what's funny. There's like you got to fight for your right to party is one, and